something for the girls. Something for the girls. Another all-star salute to Waves in Navy Blue. In our Navy spotlight, Mark Warner and his Hit Parade Orchestra, featuring the songs of lovely Joan Edwards and Teddy Walters. A musical parade of something for everyone, bringing you the best in hits, old and new. Mark Warner and the Hit Parade Orchestra head off the parade with Just One of Those Things. Lovely Joan Edwards, hit song stylist for our Something for the Girls program, brings you something from the revival parade. I'll Get By.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Those happy complain, I see it through. Though you may be far away, it's true. Say, what care I, dear? I'll get by as long as I.
Thank you.
complain. I'm gonna see it through. Though you may be far away, it's true. Say, what care I, dear? I'll get by. As long as I have you.
Oh, that was swell, Joan. Great.
C'était merveilleux. C'était épatant. Ça me fait envie de danser. Don't you think so, Mr. Sharbert?
Well, yes, that's what I said.
But after listening to Joan Edwards sing that song, I'm afraid no one will listen to me.
Well, don't worry about that, Marcel. What you have to say is too important for any girl between 20 and 36 not engaged in war work to miss. But before you start, let me introduce you to our audience. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Marcel Ahern, one of the prettiest waves in the Navy. As a matter of fact, she looks very much like another pretty French girl who was in France during the last war. Is that right, Marcel?
Yes, Mr. Sharbert. The French girl was my mother. She married my father, who was in France with the American army.
Then after the war, he took her back to the USA.
That's right. I spent most of my life in France and returned to America in 1938, just before the war started and the Germans came. I left Paris when it was still a bright and happy city. I hope when I go back, it will be that way again.
Well, I hope it will be too, Marcel. And now you're hastening your return by serving in the waves.
Yes. Every girl should have to win the war. And joining the wave is the best way I know.
Well, Wave Ahern, if the waves are the best way, suppose you tell us why.
Well, it gives girls a chance to do the most important jobs of their lives. Service in the wave brings a change of scenery, new friendships, new interests. It means a good social life, a chance to improve your health, your poise, and confidence.
Sounds good to me. And the easiest and best way to find out about the waves is by doing what?
By reading the Navy's new booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. You can obtain a copy of it by writing to Waves, Washington 25, D.C. You'll receive your copy in the return mail.
Well, thank you, Marcel. And girls, that's a sound tip. So write today, why don't you? Write Waves, Washington 25, D.C. Stick around, Marcel, while Mark Warno and the Hit Parade Orchestra bring you one of the great all-time hits, Dark Eyes. There's a new singing star rising in our musical sky, Teddy Walters. Teddy, how about giving out with a great song hit from Oklahoma? People will say we're in love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love, and don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Suspecting things, people will say we're in love. Time
now to bring our melody parade to a halt. This has been another Something for the Girls program. Something for you to listen to and think about. The waves are worth thinking about these days, girls. And if you want to stop just thinking about the war and start helping to win it, join the waves. You can learn how by writing for the booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. Write to Waves, Washington 25, D.C. Thank you, Mark Warno and your Hit Parade Orchestra, Joan Edwards and Teddy Walters, for volunteering to appear on our program. And now this is Del Sharbert signing off for the Women's Reserve of the United States Navy, America's first ladies who put their country above their comfort. And now a further word for you.